Among Sniffing Glue's alumni was one Danny Baker.
When he first started Sniffing Glue, he sent it to me, the very first one. And I knew a lot more about music than Mark. You know, and he lived in Deptford and went to work in a bank. And I went to work in just about the coolest record shop in the world. It was that High Fidelity shop, is definitely what it was. And in the first Sniffing Glue, people forget there was the Blue Oyster Cult and Kiss, and not particularly all Sex Pistols. And I wrote back and said, what do you know about punk rock? Leave it to me, you know. And of course, he wouldn't, and quite rightly, and he did it himself. After about the fourth issue, the girl I was going out with said, this is great, it's really good, this.
Is it?
Well, I can type, you know, I could do that. But you haven't, have you? No, I haven't. And so I schmoozed Mark, and I think by then he was king of the world. Ah, so you want to, now you come round me, have you, Baker? Ah, the worm turns. So I did a review of Johnny Moped, and there I was writing the Sniffing Glue, and the three of us used to have the office next door to the police, one floor down from the Sex Pistols. And the whoosh, we were, you know, mini celebrities. We knew all about punk rock, us, and every TV crew in the world was queuing up to film us and hear what we had to say. We had nothing to say. We'd arrived with an audible pop, but it didn't stop us saying it.
Baker was led to work for NME, and whilst NME itself was later to become the rock weekly most associated with punk, it actually came to this new music belated.